Back on the game, we'll talk with Cole Mann back here in just a moment about the future of K-State football. There's been so much talk about Sean Snyder and what is going to happen after Bill Snyder steps down. We'll talk as well with George Schrader at 5:10, USA Today college football writer. He wrote one of the pieces about that transition that a lot of people have been reading throughout the week. He also had a chance to sit down with Bill Snyder for quite a while. I mentioned in the article that he had a chance to do that out in Phoenix for the Big 12 meetings. So we'll see how that conversation went, what he took away from it. Did tweet today. This is from my Twitter account, JL Kurtz. You can find it there. Just asked, it's a pretty simple question, who your least favorite Kansas basketball players of all time are. We have a roundabout way of working towards the answers to those that we have coming in, but continue to answer that question. Tweet me some Kansas basketball players that you've hated the most, because we will use those later on in the show. Part of it's going to come in just 10 minutes in our next segment. But for right now, welcome in Cole Manbeck, part of the PowerCat Game Day crew, PowerCat Game Day blogger that you hear from time to time throughout the show. Cole, appreciate your time and joining me again here today. We've talked a lot this week about Sean Snyder and what the plan is going to be if and when Bill Snyder steps down as the head coach of K-State football. What's been your reaction to, I guess, the quotes that we've seen from Bill Snyder from the Big 12 meetings and then the slew of articles that have subsequently been written?
I'm a bit surprised that Bill Snyder has made it so public, obviously, as an advocate for Sean. I mean, I don't think any of us are surprised that he would like Sean Snyder to be the next head coach when Bill decides to hang it up. But I'm more surprised that he's making it so public right now, especially with Gene Taylor just in his first couple weeks on the job. I think he's really putting him in a difficult predicament and situation here because, Taylor's just trying to get the feel of the land right now. And you have your head coach who's, recovering from cancer and getting up there in age, potentially retiring soon, saying he wants his son to be the next head coach and doing it publicly. It really just puts you in a difficult situation if you're Gene Taylor right now. And it's kind of an uncomfortable situation. And then obviously the other aspect of it that I think you and I have talked about is, the regard of his health situation and how fatigued he is when it comes to that. He's been very public about how exhausted he is, and you and I have talked about this. If he's truly, that exhausted and going out and saying that publicly, then it must be really bad because we know Bill Snyder is as tough as they come. So for him to mention that, I think that's certainly a concern.
Yeah, and he just never seems to want to talk about it, at least with us. He had the quick response after the spring game, don't be curious, as far as where he was. So that is another reason that really did strike me. And I'll give him credit, at least reading George Schrader's article that we're going to have on at 5:10. He did a pretty good job of towing both sides of the line as far as Sean Snyder being the next head coach. I think trying to obviously I think he understands the situation that Gene Taylor is in as far as that is concerned. And I don't think he really intends to put a ton of public pressure out there, and some of that probably is because it's a new guy, and that leads me into my next question, just how much this dynamic changes now without John Curry as far as Sean Snyder being a possibility.
Well, I think if John Curry had stayed the athletic director, there was no way that Sean Snyder was ever going to be the head coach, and that's my opinion, and that's based off, talking to other people that are pretty well connected. That was unlikely to ever occur with John Curry here. With Gene Taylor, I would say the likelihood would certainly be enhanced and be greater that Sean Snyder would have a better chance. And that's not to say that Gene Taylor is a pushover, but I think Gene Taylor will listen to Bill Snyder and will take in his thoughts and consideration maybe a little more than John Curry did. And so as a result of that, I would say the odds are greater that Sean Snyder would have a better chance. I mean, I would put the odds at, better than 30%. That Sean Snyder could be the next head coach at K-State, but there's just so many things that would have to shake out. And I think they would do a thorough search. I mean, with President Myers at the helm, I mean, I know he gets along very well with Bill Snyder, but I don't think he would just cave in and tell Gene Taylor, hey, we need to hire Sean Snyder. I think they would do a thorough search, just like we said saw with the athletic director search. I mean, I don't think they're going to name a head coach in waiting or anything like that. I think they would go out, try to find the best candidate, and if Sean Snyder ended up being that guy, that's the direction they would go.
Talking right now with Cole Manbeck here on the game. Have you come around more to the idea of Sean Snyder being the head coach?
I would say that I have a little more. Look, I like Sean Snyder. I know the players really like Sean Snyder, and I think, you know, he has the potential to be a good fit. He obviously knows the lay of the land well and has good relationships with a lot of the players that are currently on the team. It just would depend on, you know, can he keep the coaching staff largely in place that's currently there, a lot of those assistant coaches, keep that continuity in place, which I think a lot of them would say because, you know, you're hiring a guy from within. And I think a lot of the coaches obviously get along well with Sean. I think that would be a plus, ensuring the continuity of the program. In regards to that, you don't have a completely new look and new coaching staff and everything. But, you know, there's still some questions around recruiting. Would you be able to recruit well? I have no doubt that administratively, Sean Snyder's got things down. He's been doing that for a long time, very detailed-oriented, just like his father. So not too worried about that. But, you know, if things went south, I think my biggest concern would be, and this would be the concern of a lot of people, is, you know, how do you fire the son of a legendary head coach who you've named your football stadium after? And so if things didn't go well, if Sean Snyder were sitting in year three and, you know, he's gone 15-18 overall and you're at a predicament where you might have to potentially fire him, it's a very uncomfortable situation. So I would still prefer it not occur where he's the head coach, but more of like an associate head coach on another coaching staff at K-State when the new coach comes in.
Cole Manbeck talking with me. How much do you think it's hurt him that Bill Snyder's policy has always been assistant coaches do not talk, and we just haven't had a chance to hear from him much? And I say we, not only us in the media, but just the fans.
I think that's a good point. I mean, we really don't know. I mean, I've interacted with him a little bit off to the side, but we really don't know hardly anything about Sean Snyder because we haven't heard him speak to the media in the past. But there's probably a lot of people that have never even heard Sean Snyder speak that are K-State fans because he's not out there, you know, parading around to the media and assistant coaches being off limits, like you said. And so no one really has felt like they've gotten to know him. He's kind of a mystery behind the scenes when it comes to the coaching and everything. And so I certainly think that that plays a small factor in it, in the sense that none of us really know Sean Snyder that well, and none of our assistant coaches that well because of that.
Again, talking with Cole Manbeck here. You know, one scenario that we talked about yesterday, just based on the Football Scoop article that was out there about if things were to take a turn south for Bill Snyder's health before the season, and it was, I mean, we all assume it would be Sean Snyder that would be the, you know, acting head coach, interim head coach, whatever, for this year. How much more complicated does that make this situation if that were to happen? It's a big if, and none of us want that to happen, but if it were to happen, how much would that complicate things?
Well, it would be a challenging scenario, and here's why. Because I think all of us agree that K-State has a lot of talent coming back this year, and the expectations are high for a team that has a chance to compete for a Big 12 championship. And that's certainly the expectation that I have, you know, looking at this team. I think it's a team that could contend for a Big 12 title. So when you look at that, and if you see Bill Snyder step down right before the season and name Sean the interim guy, challenge will be if K-State goes 9-3 or 10-2 and has a great year, Sean is that interim head coach. How do you balance how much credit you give to Sean Snyder and how much do you give it to, well, they were just prepared so well? And I think you've heard Stan Weber talk that, you know, he thinks the program could go 2 years running without Bill Snyder right now because things are in such good shape, you know, just the way he plans and detail-oriented with his staff, that this program could go 2 years without him. And so how do you balance that with Sean, and how much credit do you give him if they go 10-2? It's going to be very hard to not name the son of a Hall of Fame football coach as your head coach after going 10-2 in an interim year. So the pressure would really be on. I think they would probably have to go that route. All that being said, you know, it would create a distraction having a coaching change right before the season, even though most of the guys on the staff would stay the same, other than you're losing Bill Snyder. If that were to occur, I don't know if the football team would go 9-3, 10-2, just because of all the hoopla and distraction from the media standpoint of Bill Snyder possibly stepping down right before the season. I think that would certainly impact the success that this team has, and I think that's why Bill Snyder will do everything he can to not have to do that. He'll battle through this and do whatever it takes, because if there's one thing we know about him, he hates creating distraction.
Well, before I let you go, Cole, most important question that I usually save for last for you in these interviews, have you reached out to new athletic director Gene Taylor to let him know that Brent Venables is the guy?
I have not, and I haven't even followed him on Twitter yet. So,
well, how are you ever going to get the word out about Brent that way, Cole?
I think you put a good idea in my head. I don't know why I haven't done that yet. So what I'll probably end up doing is following him tonight, and I'm going to probably make it a purposeful goal to just tweet him Brent Venables every day the next 365 days. I'll just put one mention in his Twitter handle every day, just mentioning the name Brent Venables, or I'll send him pictures of Venables on Twitter, and just until the point that he probably blocks me on Twitter from being able to send him things. So I'll get on that.
Here's an idea. You should make a separate Twitter account. Just call it, like, I don't know, Coach BVKSU or something, and just Photoshop a picture of Brent Venables in K-State gear every day and tweet a new picture every day. It'll be like one of those Twitter accounts, you know, just one tweet a day with the picture.
That's a good idea. Everyone, if you want to follow my secondary Twitter, it'd be Benzie for KSU. So you can go at Benzie for KSU. I'll have that created later tonight. You will be able to follow it, and I will give you all the Brent Venables updates daily, anything that's going on throughout the season. I'll keep all of you posted.
Awesome. All right. Looking forward to it, Cole. Appreciate it. Thanks for joining me. Tell Brody I said hi, and take care, my friend.
All right. Thanks, John.
All right. There's Cole Manbeck with us here on The Game at 5:10. We'll talk with George Schrader, USA Today national college football writer. He penned one of the good pieces this week about Bill Snyder and the conundrum K-State faces with Wildcat football moving forward. Coming up, have I gone soft on KU, or is it everyone that's gone soft on KU? We'll discuss here on The Game.